Multiple forces are colliding as the legislature again grapples with Wisconsin's mining standards. A resolution cannot come soon enough for people hungry for the jobs a new iron ore mine in northern Wisconsin could create. The complexity of generating work and protecting the environment is not lost on Tom Fitz. He teaches geosciences at Northland College, a short drive from the potential mine in the Pinoki Hills. The region serves as a perfect classroom for his students as they study balancing economic development with environmental protections. Fitz provided a condensed geology lesson for WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz to illustrate the site management likely required.
The big ridge of the Pinokis, of course, is really outstanding with great rocks on the top of it. And then on the south side, there's a lot of wetlands and just some beautiful bogs out in there. I take my students out there a lot to look at the geology and the hydrology.
Now, one of the unique features of this stash of iron is its location in the earth.
Yeah, it's a big belt of rocks. It's about a quarter mile wide or so, and it's very elongate east-west. And the rock dips into the earth at about 65 degrees. It goes in steep enough that a lot of the rock on top of the iron would have to be removed as well. So it would end up being a pretty big hole in the ground. Not a pretty big hole in the ground, a very big hole in the ground.
So that stuff that needs to be removed would be called the overburden, is that right?
Yep, that's the overburden.
Basically, what is in that and what would you have to be mindful of as it's moved and then stored?
There are two questions, really. What is in the ore body itself, in the ironwood formation, and how much of that is waste rock? There certainly is a lot of quartz in there that would be removed and would be crushed up fairly fine, so just the fine grain size of the waste rock is an issue. But then sitting above the ironwood is the Tyler Formation, and there definitely is some pyrite, which is iron sulfide, in the Tyler Formation. And the issue with that is that there's the possibility of acid mine drainage coming off of the waste rock piles. And that part of the Tyler Formation, the very bottom of the Tyler Formation, is not well exposed at Earth's surface, so it's hard to study. What we know is that from some drilling in the past, there is definitely pyrite in there. We don't have enough information to say for sure how much it is, and thus how much of an issue the acid mine drainage would be, but that's something we really need to understand. You got to have the proper scientific studies to know this.
And so it would be moved and stored?
Yeah, it would be stored in waste rock pile, and what's in that waste rock would be really, it would be important to know that. You know, is there a lot of pyrite in there? What's the grain size of the material? Does it run off and cause, you know, high turbidity in the rivers down gradient?
And then another element would be the hydrology of that area.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the groundwater, the water table would have to be drawn down during the mining, and surface water would be changed, surface water flow, so there definitely would be hydrologic impact.
You're looking at an alteration of, you know, what people are going to see compared to what is there today. You would see remediation and ongoing monitoring.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, back when there was underground mining in the Pinoki Range, you know, the mining was really pretty different because it was done differently then. The economics were different, and what they were doing is they were going after these especially high-grade pockets. Now we have the technology that can do this on a really large scale. So the whole economics of iron mining is very different than it was. Everything about it is big. So, you know, it's inevitable that it's going to have a big impact at the surface and the hydrology. So one of the things that I'm looking at with my students is how the laws can balance environmental protection to limit environmental impacts and still provide resources and a thriving economy. This is a big challenge for the legislature right now, and we are watching carefully. I hope that it all goes well.
Tom Fitz teaches geosciences at Northland College in Ashland, Wisconsin. He spoke with WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz.